Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Welcome to the Fablo podcast. It is just Drew and myself, Jessica, today. So welcome.
Welcome. Hello, everybody.
Hope y'all are doing well. We thought we would talk about Thanksgiving and looking forward to fall and just, it's my favorite time of season for sure.
I am getting a lot of pumpkins out now.
Me too. I love pumpkins.
At first I wasn't into it because it was just so hot, and now I'm like, okay.
I bought a pumpkin. So for those that don't, I went to A&M, so I'm a big A&M fan, and they had at the grocery store these pumpkins, and it had, you know, just like stamped on there the A&M logo.
Oh, cool.
And so I was like, I have to. I just have to. But I love pumpkins. It's just, oh, makes me feel good.
When I lived in Victoria, I got into pumpkin carving because a science teacher I worked with did something every year, and mm-hmm. It was so much fun. She kind of taught us how to do it, and now we carve pumpkins. But I found another trick. I haven't tried it this year, but I want to. So instead of cutting the top, you actually just cut the bottom off, and it's easier to clean out. This was like on a Pinterest, Facebook thing. Mm-hmm. It's easier to clean out because it's bigger, and then it doesn't get all moldy from your light inside, from like the candle and stuff, and it sits on the ground. So I don't know. I might try that this year.
I say go for it.
I mean, it's worth a shot. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and we'll post it. So mm-hmm. if I do it, so we'll see how that goes. But another way, just in case you haven't carved your pumpkin for Halloween, I always wait till kind of the last minute anyway because it just gets moldy.
Yeah, really does. And then you don't want a moldy pumpkin, unless that's what you're going for, you know, being spooky or something.
Yeah, right? That would be spooky.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So last year we actually did the Grateful Pumpkin for our Thanksgiving podcast, and I really enjoyed that episode that we did. It was just, it really got me thinking about what to be thankful for, and
because we were also down last year too. Mm-hmm. So this year, with being able to see family and really just reevaluating how we've done things, I think we're gonna keep that tradition around our house too. Mm-hmm. Is just making them say something positive every day, especially when you're getting run down from everybody's already ready for a break and stuff.
I mean, I'm ready.
Yes. Oh my God. So ready.
So ready for a little break.
We're also ready for the cooler weather, but I am not ready for the weather that, of course, we all know. And you're going to say yes, because you live in Texas where it's 30 degrees in the morning, go home, and afternoon it's 90 degrees, you're sweating, and then you freeze again at night.
You just don't know how to dress.
Yes. We should layers. Be really good in layers.
We should, but it's just, you feel like you get your fall clothes out and you're like, yes. And then you're like, oh my gosh.
I want to wear this sweater.
Yeah. Nope. You're going to be sweating by 3 p.m.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Don't do it. I guess we'll just have to wait till like December when it's actually really cold. Really cold. Oh, well. So what is your favorite Thanksgiving food, Drew?
Truthfully, the dressing. Cornbread dressing, because I know a lot of people, there's bread dressing, there are different bread dressings, but I like the dressing. I could eat it all year round. What is yours?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, and I can't stand sweet potatoes.
Really?
No.
How? They're just so good.
No, I think you've told me that before. No, I can't do sweet potatoes. So it's so fun, but all those fall foods, do you do like the eggplant and the squash and stuff? Me neither, but it would be a good different style of food. I am not in it this year to try to make anything healthy. I'm going to tell you that.
There you go.
I want my broccoli cheese casserole. Mm-hmm. I want my dressing. I want the Carb City. I want that good hearty food.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I'm ready for the casseroles and the soups mm-hmm. and the nice warm sitting
all
by the fire.
All in moderation. We got this.
Right. Yes, I promise I'll go for the walk. I
promise we'll go for a walk after. Oh, but you know, it's good to splurge though and to look forward to that because it just brings good memories. I mean, your fellowship with family or, you know, whatever you're doing for the holidays. It's definitely... Oh, it just brings all the goodness out.
Are you going to be able to see your family this year?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. So we're going. We do a rotation in our family. So this year we'll be with my immediate family and Junction. So
nice.
We'll be hanging out there and probably do some hunting while we're there.
Nice. That's a lot of fun, especially when you get those cold mornings and good memories, good memories.
Yes.
Fun. So that's one of y'all's traditions, huh?
It's yes.
Like going hunting.
Yes, most definitely.
Like on a Black Friday, do you do a Black Friday thing?
No, we do not do shopping.
I avoid it too. I avoid it at all.
I mean, costs. I know you get good deals, but it stresses me out. I'd just rather de-stress than when I'm in that time period. And
Jocelyn told me she's standing in line for a new phone on Black Friday because that's the better deal for the phone. And I need a phone, and I can't get my heart into that right now. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you're going to have to stand in line. Then I probably won't get it.
No. But everyone out there that listens that actually does go out shopping on Black Friday, kudos to you. And that's awesome because you get some really great deals.
When I've heard of a lot of traditions where a group of women will get together and like, no, this is our deal. Every Black Friday, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. And they just have a lot of fun and make it like a girls' day and it could be a good family day. And so, and you get to shop this year. So
that's true.
Get to go in, see things, feel them, you know, actually try something on maybe.
Yes.
So
the world we are in right now is so different.
It is.
This past year has been crazy.
Some places let you try on, some don't. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, and I've heard, watch out, because I've heard return policies are getting different because of the touching them, I guess. I don't know. But
just make sure you read your receipt and ask your customer service if you're going to
shop for somebody, and just be careful on that one, especially if it's a Christmas present. And then ordering things online now too. Now with the shipping, we were looking at one of place we like to shop, and they said if you want to order, you better order now. You might get it by December 22nd.
Holy moly!
I was like, oh geez.
I'm glad you said that because I need to get on that.
I don't know if it's a marketing thing or that's really happening. To tell you the truth, it might be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, because I know some are. Some is a little sketchy, so just be careful this year on everything we do, but at least we get to enjoy family, give them all a nice big hug, and that's always nice.
Yes. If you're cooking those turkeys...
Oh, please.
Please. Us food safety people over here. Please make sure you look at how many pounds of turkey you have. And they usually say on the label about when you need to start thawing in the refrigerator.
Yes. So make room in your refrigerator in a big pan so it doesn't, none of the drippings
get on it. Anything. Yeah.
And make sure if it's a week, make sure you have that room in your freezer, please. Mm-hmm. We've heard of people thawing it out in bathtubs at least it's cold water, but in bathtubs, you're just not going to get it as clean as you need it.
It's just a no.
just don't do it.
And not on your kitchen counter. No. That's a big no-go because you want to keep it out of that temperature danger zone, which is room temperature.
Yes, and that's where the bacteria is going to grow. And it, even though the outside's thawed, the inside is not yet, and the outside's hot. And the inside's still cold. And so we just don't want anybody sick for this holiday season.
Right. So really try to remember, put a reminder on your phone or a sticky note somewhere to take or count the number of days that you need to take your turkey out and put it in the refrigerator in a pan. And then all will be well. It'll be perfect.
Yes. Although it's... Don't jumpstart a diet by getting sick on turkey.
No. We do not want that.
No.
Ugh, God, that's... Foodborne illnesses are no good. Nope.
No, we don't want you to be sick over the holidays. But y'all have a fun and safe holiday. Let us know what you're doing. Post it on the group or just let us know. Email us. Let us know what you're doing. Send us some pictures. That would be fun, too. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see everybody's family together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So our Facebook group, I believe it's, 2021 Fablo AgriLife, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're welcome to join that. We just ask you what county you're in, just so we can kind of keep track of who's all in our group. Uh-huh. And
we just keep it positive.
Yes.
November is a challenge. We're doing the lunges and crunches for our challenge this month. And so just try to keep up with that. And that way we can eat our good comfort food, right?
Yes. All right, y'all. You'll have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll catch y'all next time with our next episode.
Can't wait to hear from you.
All right. Bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab. You've been fabloed.